The ones on the top here are the ones that we can grow at the clinic here, but most of these are sourced from China and elsewhere on the West Coast.
David Grimsley is standing in what looks like a very clean country kitchen. He's pointing to a wall with shelves of large glass jars of what look like cooking ingredients. But this is the Blue Ridge Center for Chinese Medicine in Pilot, Virginia, and these are Chinese medicinal herbs. Instead of writing a prescription, clinical herbologists choose from what's here on the shelf to treat their patients.
This is Trichosanthes. We go by their Latin names as opposed to their Chinese pinyin medicinal name because we're farmers working with the herbs themselves and not the medicine. The pinyin, or the Chinese name, refers to the actual medicine, to the final product. With something like Trichosanthes, this is a perennial melon, and one wonderful thing about it is the skin is used, the seeds are used, the fruit is used, and the root is used, and they're all for something different.
In China, medicinal herbs have been wild harvested for thousands of years, but increasing environmental pollution, over-harvesting, and sometimes unreliable quality control mean Chinese imports may not be enough to fill the growing demand for the herbs in this country. That's why Grimsley and Nate Sloan are growing herbs here on the sunny slopes outside the Blue Ridge Center.
A lot of these herbs we are going to let flower and be pollinated and grow for the seed because there is such a need for the seed for the whole country. We really want to make sure that there's enough seed available for everybody who wants to grow.
How do you know about that demand? What's your evidence that there's that demand?
Because we've called around looking for seed and it's hard to find. And so we just have to use what we have, which is a wonderful thing.
Jean Giblet owns Highfall Farms in New York's Hudson Valley. She's been growing Chinese medicinal herbs since 1993. She heads a nonprofit foundation and is a member of the Eastern Forest Chinese Herbal Medicine Consortium.
There's a constant increase in demand because of the growing popularity of the profession. The herbs are gradually becoming more expensive imported from China, and that's because there's a wide range of quality. And of course, no one wants to buy the lesser quality herbs.
The key is careful sourcing of the herbs and the often personal relationship between growers and practitioners who know and trust them. That's why the Chinese medicinal herb farm here in Floyd is looking to create a consortium of Appalachian medicinal herb growers who meet the standards. Nate Sloan.
Ideally, we would be branding our own name of product, kind of more of like a rootstock or a seed that we can stand behind our product and we can then supply our region.
Some of these herbs have been growing here at the Blue Ridge Center for the past several years, but this autumn will be the consortium's first harvest. Sloan and Grimsley are project directors for what they hope will be a growing number of certified Chinese medicinal herb farmers around here.
One thing to know about it is we're not trying to be competitive about this. We are throwing it out there to the farmers, saying, hey, if you want to diversify your crops, we'd love to help you.
In part two of our report, we'll take a closer look at how Chinese medicinal herbs are grown and used in traditional Chinese healing practices.
You know, this is, I feel like, a very interesting time to be alive because I feel like we're taking the wisdom from many different cultures and bringing it together as the American experience, and hopefully it's a more global experience.
I'm Robbie Harris.